This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. As Republicans in Washington, D.C. are about to reveal some details of their proposed new health care plan, Richard Moody in the Register Star surveys local health officials and advocates who are universally opposed to what they know of the plan. Quote, "We're very concerned about the American Health Care Act. The majority of Columbia Memorial Hospital patients rely on government insurance programs to pay for their care, disproportionately so compared to many other hospitals, which means that policy changes can have a very real impact here in our communities," end quote, hospital spokesman William Van Slyke said. Quote, "CMH and all providers are increasingly challenged with maintaining services under a reimbursement structure that fails to cover costs or keep pace with inflationary factors," end quote. The story also quotes National Farmers Union President Roger Johnson. Quote, "The correlation between a strong Medicaid program and the success of rural hospitals has become evident during the influx of rural hospital closures over the last 6 years," end quote, Johnson wrote in a letter to Congress. Quote, 78 rural hospitals have closed since 2010, with over 80% of those located in states that have opted out of the Medicaid expansion. With another 673 hospitals at risk of closure, the ACHA's proposed Medicaid cap could have devastating consequences for rural communities," end quote. Pascocello, Representative John Faso's chief of staff, had a different view. Quote, "The ACA is collapsing in many parts of the nation, and New York has seen precipitous increases in premiums and deductibles. Standing by and doing nothing is not an alternative for Congressman Faso," end quote. Read the full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that to marry in New York, you now need to be 17 years old. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law June 20th, raising the age from 14 to 17. Anyone 17 years old must get parental permission and a judge must agree. Cuomo's office reports that 3,800 minors were married in New York between 2000 and 2010. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. The Catskill Mountain News reports that Representative John Faso will make a rare public appearance July 7th at the Roxbury Arts Center in Roxbury. Faso, unlike Scott Murphy and Chris Gibson, the Democrat and Republican that previously represented the area, has not held any traditional town hall meetings. When he does appear at a public event, he only announces the event a few hours before on his website. Protesters have turned out at most publicly announced Faso appearances since he took office in January. This event is put on by the Delaware County Chamber of Commerce, part of their First Friday breakfast series. Anyone who wants to attend must register in advance at delawarecounty.org or by calling 607-746-2281. Read the full story in the Catskill Mountain News. And the Albany Times-Union reports that Democrat Andrea Smith announced June 19th a campaign for Rensselaer County Executive. Republican incumbent County Executive Kathleen Jimeno announced a few weeks ago that she would not seek another term, and Deputy County Executive Chris Meyer and Assemblyperson Steve McLaughlin, both Republicans, are circulating petitions and seem destined for a September primary election. Smith is Executive Director of the New York State Coalition for Children's Behavioral Health and a graduate of the University of South Florida and the Rockefeller College Graduate School of Public Affairs and Policy at the University of Albany. She has unsuccessfully run for a Rensselaer County legislature seat and a seat on the East Greenbush Town Board. Quote, "Andrea Smith is an exemplary professional with decades of executive leadership experience and a keen understanding of the important role that county government plays in the lives of Rensselaer County residents," end quote, said County Democratic Chairman Michael Moniscalchi. Quote, "Andrea is a smart and effective leader who will help our county reach its fullest potential," end quote. Nominating petitions are due at the County Board of Elections by July 13th. Read the full story at the Albany Times-Union. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.